for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit, and good morning, Jedline. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus, the living blood of Jesus, over this Jedline, over each and every one of us, over our homes, family, transportation, over our intentions, in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I'm not exactly certain what's happening, but people seem to be calling this ministry from everywhere, all over the place. Now, I've not spoken to anyone other than over the deadline. And if I sound like I'm a little tired this morning, it's because I am. And the reason I am is that, do you know, I've been in ministry this will be 36 years coming up. If I count 57, 81, it's 36 already. But this is the first time that God has given me step-by-step instructions. And so he's having people call me up that I haven't talked to in a long time. Some I have. The devil is sending all kind of diversions and distractions. But in the name of Jesus, I will not be deterred. And I will not be distracted. I will pursue and complete this mission. I'm very, very serious when I say this. I mean, he's even given me like how to put this syllabus together and then bind it up. Those of you that are going to be using your house as a lighthouse, I will send you a copy of the syllabus. I know the exact order I'm supposed to go in. I mean, to me, this is really, really phenomenal, because for God to be so good as to do this, that means He's going to conquer and He's going to win. He's already won. But He wants some winds from the earth. And I've been watching some most of the ministries I'm interested in are prayer ministries. And one prayer ministry that I'm a part of, they already have, they got about 5 million intercessors praying for people to be able to vote. But when I asked them about praying for spiritual side and dealing with the demonic, they said, you know, but we got that covered. I know they don't, but they said, you know, like, well, you're part of this team. And I said, my own ministry comes first. I may be, but you got to understand, it would be really good if you could get all 5 million of those people casting our demons in. That's when the conversation ended. But that's okay. Remember, God took Gideon down till he had the exact number that he required. So that's where I'm at. I have over 3 people already. I had over 3 people the first day. So if God only needs 3, and he's going to have more than 3, so I know his will is going to be done on earth as it is in heaven. But the fact that he even told me how to do this syllabus and gave me a syllabus to work with, I mean, you know, that might not sound like much to you, but that's a big thing to me, because it's not just for one time. If it works one time, it works into eternity. Because, see, that's what I'm living for, eternity. And it is important that people understand and can see results from the heavenly realm. Because with this shut-in and overnight prayer, see, we're not, this is not something I call, as a matter of fact, I said I was going to open the ministry up the first of the year, remember? Well, God say October. So I thank those of you that are sending in offerings and the paranormal people. I think because I'm binding and I'm rebuking, I gotta say, and they got a place to meet in Las Vegas, Nevada. So they're going to be, I still haven't worked out all the details, like, but I had just put up, you see, brothers and sisters, it is so important for you to obey God. I had just put up a big 85-inch monitor in the sanctuary, 85-inch TV. So I got an 85, and then I got a little one under there that I can post the teaching. Now, I don't know if, Jose, if I put this on Roku TV, would they be able to see the teaching from that little TV, from the smaller monitor? We would have to experiment. So what could I put on Roku TV? I could put the whole thing, right? But I can't put 12 hours. How many hours could I put on Roku TV? Right. Oh, okay. What Jose is saying, I could maybe break it up and and I could, because we're capable of being on Roku TV. I mean, you know, we were all, I just went off because I really like radio. But I can put some of it, he's saying, I could break it up, and I could put some of it on Roku TV. Oh, you could put the whole 12 hours, just have to break it up 1 hour at a time. Okay, I'm going to talk to Jose about how I could get the whole 12 hours. That'd be great. The only problem is I don't want to educate no witches, because you know they monitoring. And I am not going to educate any witches. So I have to figure out how to do this without educating any witches. That's what I'm not going to do. Praise God. So unless I can't, I haven't been able to write. I gotta write it. What God gave me, the first 5 pages. Okay, it's gonna be 1, 2, 3. For a minute here, I got the first 5 pages of the how I'm supposed to do this, but I didn't have time to write it down. That's 1, 2, 3. And then 4 and 5. Okay. And see, that way, as we're going through this, you will have a workbook in your hands that will outline every hour what is being prayed, and preferably and hopefully each and every prayer. Now, this is a big undertaking for me. And what makes it so difficult is I just got this morning. I've been praying through the weekend because I will not step out there on my own with something as strategic and important as this. I need to remind you. See, a lot of times people think they come into church and they bring people with them. Cannot bring anybody that I don't know and have not okay. Do not just think you can step up in here, because you can't. I'm going to greet you at the door. This is intercessory, interactive, interrelational, missional work for God. So if you think you're going to just walk up in here with 2 or 3 people, you will be turned around at the door. If I do not have your name on the list, then you won't even come in the door. And I know that the Lord is telling me to do it this way because he's blessing it and honoring it. So therefore, if you have not cleared it with Jessica or myself, then I don't know what's in you. And I'm not going to allow you to come in and sabotage this work. At 70 years old, I finally got it. I say at 70 years old, I finally got it. The majority of the time that I have been betrayed or sabotaged or hindered it has come through people that have not, that do not possess a surrendered soul. You hear me? And every time I have been hindered, not hindered from a standpoint that the work isn't accomplished, but hindered from a standpoint that it takes me twice as long, or three times as long, or four times as long, and I don't have that kind of time on this project. I just don't have that kind of time. So I know what will hinder the work, and then not only does it hinder my work, it's probably what has hindered a lot of your work too. Dealing with people, and the first word out of their mouth, I love Jesus. Oh man, I just love the Lord. And I say, yeah, yep. And then the Holy Ghost say, Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? How can they say they love me when they won't obey me? And I really had to ask God what he meant by that. Because, see, that's a strange thing to tell somebody that's telling you, I love the Lord, I love the Lord. Dr. Erica, Sister Erica, Erica, I love Jesus. I said, but Jesus say, how can you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? And you know what he's saying, brothers and sisters? He says, by his stripes, you're healed. He said, by his blood and his wounds, you're delivered. He say he came to give you life, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and you still abiding in darkness. Wow. How much love is that? He say, if you love me, keep my commandments, and you still breaking them and glorying in it. That's the part that's. He say, my Father is in me, I am in my Father, and my Father and I are in you. So, if God is in you and Jesus is in you, and the power of his Holy Spirit is in you, how can you keep transgressing him? And why won't you believe him? Why are you not trying to abide in holiness unto the Lord? Why are you still sweating and worrying? He said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. But you say you love him, but you won't obey him. He said, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. You say you love him, but you won't abide in his life. We got a problem. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. I love Jesus. And he's living in you, and you won't even let him do what he does. Somebody, and it ain't Jesus. Because his word, he's giving it to you. So if you don't want to abide by Jesus and his word, you know you can't come up in here with me, and I need Jesus to move. And who would be the hindrance? You. Really? Really? You want to know the truth? I'm going to share the truth with you this morning. The reason Jesus asked me to ask you to come, because really, he don't need no help. He want to bless you. He want to take you out from where you are and take you to where he needs you to be. He want to bless you. Remember Mary? When the angel came to her and said, you know, you're going to have a baby and it's going to be holy. At first, she kind of, you know, backed up and said, not me, I'm a virgin. But then you know what she said? She said, okay, Jesus. Okay, God. Okay, angel. Okay, supernatural. Be it unto me. Be it unto me as you have spoken. I asked you to ask God if he wanted you. The only thing I mentioned some of your daughters. Some of your daughters. Why? Because God want to bless your daughter by seeing your daughter bless you and seeing you bless your daughter. Because he grooming your daughter. And she needs to see it. Yep. And she needs to experience it. Do I know what he's going to do? No, I'm only up to the fifth page of the syllabus. I got to write that down too. I forgot. Okay. I have an idea how he's going to do it, but until I see it myself and write it down, I don't know. But the thing is, I'm not trying to find out. I'm going to just be obedient. I'm going to watch God move. Because I trust him. But that's why anybody can't come up in here, because I don't trust what's in you. If I don't know what's in you. The Bible said, know no man by the flesh, and I try not to. Because every time I do, I make a mistake. So I said, oh, no, I'm not going to make those mistakes anymore. It's over, finished, done. This, some things, you could take a sinner, bring them in, and expect them to be saved. And I do that all the time because the whole thing is about souls. But now God is not talking. He ain't looking for nobody to be saved. He's looking for somebody that's seasoned with his salt. Full of his light and ready to spread it abroad. I like, Arlie just posted this from one of the translations. Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left her. That'd be Luke 1 and 38, New Living Translation. The only thing, I'm just talking to you this morning because I don't have one of the messages that I'm typed up because I was too busy getting these 5 pages. And as soon as I get off the tail line, I've got to do them and put them in order. Only thing God said to me, he said, remember when I spoke to Moses out the bush? I said, yeah. He said, go look and see what I said to Moses out the bush. So the only Bible that was handy at that moment, I had a little one of these new translations. I was in Acts. Because I'm in the Acts So I think it's Acts 7. It said, God said, I am the living God, the God of your ancestors. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then it said Moses was trembling in God's presence and overwhelmed with awe. It said Moses didn't even dare to look into the fire. But it said out of the flames, God said to him, take the sandals off your feet, for you are standing in the realm of holiness. I have watched and seen how my people have been mistreated in Egypt. I have heard their painful groaning. And now I am come down to set them free. So come to me, Moses, for I am sending you to Egypt to represent me. So God sent back to Egypt the man our people rejected and refused to recognize by saying, so this would be Acts, it's in Acts 7. Acts 7, talking about the children of Israel. So there's one more thing I gotta tell you, and then I'm gonna sign off a little early so I can get to work. I don't need you coming up here thinking you're gonna take over nothing and run nothing either. Did you hear me? Because the same way God gave this assignment to me, he could have given it to any one of you. So since he didn't give it to you, you're not coming up here and taking nothing over, and you ain't running nothing here. I'm just trying to get this clear because of my experiences with people. And you see, so many people are still operating from what they call that monkey brain, that lower nature, that monkey brain. You familiar with it? You're higher than that. And it's about time you start living like it. You're better than that. And it's time you start acting like it. God is greater than that. Time you start respecting that so that you can have that same honor and respect in the work he's called you to do. And I want you to know you heard it from me. Don't want no Achans in the camp, because Achan caused hundreds of thousands of people to die because God opened up the earth. And because Achan brought something defiling in the camp, a whole lot of people had to die. We ain't going that route. Say, boy, Erica, you done lost your mind? Nope. I'm just trying to do this in a disciplined, orderly, effective, and productive manner. And you don't have to guess where I'm coming from, because I'm telling you. You don't have to add nothing to it. You ain't got to take nothing from it. That's how it's going to be in this prayer. All glory, all honor is going to God our Father in hopes and prayer that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you got a choice. Come or don't come. I pray you understand I still love you. But let me tell you something. Whether you love me or not, it's not going to make me be disobedient to God. And that's what happens when you tolerate other folks' sin. That's what happens when you tolerate other folks' rebelliousness. If you don't believe it, just go to Genesis and see what happened to Adam when he came into agreement with Eve and ate that apple. And keep on forward when Cain ignored the prophecy of God and God came down and talked to him and said, Cain, sin lieth at the door. In other words, God says, don't fall prey to the same devil that took your mama and your daddy into hell and in a hellish living. Did he listen? Nope. Killed his brother. No, Peter, remember? Jesus said, I'm going to be crucified. Peter said, oh, no, God, no, not you, me. He said, Peter, before the cock crows three times, you're going to betray me. The cock crowed one time. The cock crowed two times. The cock crowed three times, and Peter ran off in despair. But you know, our God is so good. Peter denied Jesus three times, and Jesus said, when he came back in his resurrected body, he said, go tell my disciples and Peter that I'm going to meet you over here in go tell Peter. And when Peter was out there in the ship, he returned back to what he knew to do, fishing, and had the disciples with him. And Jesus, right down there on the seashore, cooking fish for him. Peter, lovest thou me? One fold restoration. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter, Lord, you know I love you. I love you. You hear that? I love you. Feed my lambs. Threefold restoration. God, God, restore some of you. Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. I pray that whether you here or whether you turn your home or wherever you are into a lighthouse, that something happens in your heart. That something happens where God take you out the monkey mind and bring you into the mind of Christ. Headliner. Lovest thou me? Jesus talking. Feed my sheep. Headliner. Do you really love me? Feed my lambs. Headliner. Do you love me? Jesus talking. Feed my sheep. Some of you headliners think you leaders. But God desires to make you a God-made leader, a God-made man, or a God-made woman. Can't lead if you don't know how to follow. Be my sheep. The sheep herder, the shepherd is Jesus. Takes more than you mouthing out your mouth, I love you, Lord, and no action. Love and found me, put it to work, feed my sheep. The Bible says he who wins souls is wise. This prayer, preferably, hopefully, will tear down some gates. Same way those 5 million intercessors tore down some gates so people could vote the way they want to, the way God tell them to. Do you think all those senators and all those congressmen and all those representatives are really operating under their own influence completely with all this witchcraft stuff? All this chaos, all this fear. By the way, have you seen Mitch McConnell's arms and hands and his lips? They turning black. He's a white man. His hands, his arms are turning black. Something's wrong with him. Go look at it. They black. And I mean black, black. Frank Sinatra said it, it's witchcraft. The witches gloating on their websites, on Facebook, we got them. The witches are actually taking responsibility for the president having COVID and his family 19. It's ridiculous. They're openly taking responsibility. We did it. They're trying to find out who had enough power to render the binding spell. And this man, if you look at his lips are dark, dark purple, black. The scars in his face. But his hands done turned black. Black. Now, I'm talking about in reality. If his hands have turned black, there's something physically wrong with him. And how do we know it is not affecting his brain? It has to be affecting the way he thinks. A white man turning black in front of your eyes. In front of your eyes. Jesus is alive and well and in you. Now you're going to either allow Jesus to use what's in you or you're not. But I tell you, God saved you for himself. It's millions of people dead. You're not one of them. Only by God's goodness. Things are about to get worse, and then they're going to get better. Make sure you have you some what you need in case they ask people to shut in again. They're going to get worse and then they're going to get better. Make sure you get you some extra toilet tissue and have it in your house, especially if you live in some states. Check your state. And see how many people came up with COVID this week. And let the Lord lead you. Anybody have any questions for me? You can dial 319-527-6068 if you have any questions about the prayer this week. Some people coming in Friday, if they still coming. Examine yourself. If you come in here with a hidden agenda, do not come. Because the minute it gets exposed, you out. And it will be exposed. Make no mistake about it. Don't you just love Jesus? Will the real Jesus believers please stand up? Will the real Jesus lovers please stand up? I'm talking about the love him through that unconditional agape love. Not, I love you, Jesus, because you do this for me. And if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. I used to be one of them. That's how I know y'all so well. I used to bargain with him. That's when I was Baptist saved. I ain't got nothing against the Baptists except that once you become a Baptist and filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't see things the same way because it's Christ in you. As a matter of fact, religion, the Holy Spirit straightened me out. Religion has brought more people to Jesus than anything on this earth. Religion. Nobody, if you got any questions for me, you could dial 319-527-6068 and press 1. I'm sure when I finish this project of these first 5 pages, I don't know what it's going to be like all this week. But I'm going to get the first 5 pages done today. I really love it when God give me an assignment like this and then turns it into a working manual. All I got to do is follow every page and follow every line, and then I'll see the fruit. And you're going to see the fruit too. Whether you partake of it or not, you're still going to see the fruit. Because you're blessed. And the people of God are blessed. And the body of Christ is blessed. And the believers are blessed. It doesn't get any better than this. Watch the fruit. Since nobody has any questions, then I'm gonna sign this 10 line off today and I'm going to get started. At least I can get these first 5 pages done and put the tab in there. And then all I have to do is take them to Office Depot and run copies. You're going to experience God in your own way, in a way that you and he understand. And guess what? Don't nobody have to understand it but you and him. And then you do with it whatever he wants you to do with it. Still gonna be blessed. I'm sorry, I was reading the message. Just makes sense. It just makes sense. God is good. And he's getting better and better and better. And he's going to get better and better and better for you as you obey him. Not a man, not a woman. Your Lord and Savior. Your Creator. Your Savior, your Healer, your Deliverer. It's getting better and better and better. And guess what? You're still alive. Millions of people are dead.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause God.
posted in the chat room, but Blog Talk, you couldn't see it. But I posted Saturday starting at 7 p.m., but I'm going to do intercessory prayer from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And I'm going to probably have, I love to do miracle fish like Jesus did. So I probably have a fish prior to going into the all-night prayer. And it's going to start at 7 p.m., but I'm going to kick it off at 6 p.m. on Saturday, October 31st. And then Sunday, I will be ministering the Integrated Healing Prayer Model at the 6 a.m. headline. This Sunday, I'll be ministering Transformational Extensive Deliverance to everybody that is here over the headline. So that'll be from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. I'm excited about Jesus in anticipation of a move of his own Holy Spirit. And I'm especially in anticipation of seeing heaven touch earth right here.
Y'all ready to go to church?